Yes, hello, dears. Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective here. As always, a pleasure and an honor to have an opportunity to converse with you. So the question at hand is regarding your economic system. What's going on with it? You know, what's happening? A lot of you are finding yourselves in a bit of a panic. So we want to help you to put the brakes on some of that emotional upheaval, so that you can understand what's happening and that it's not all completely manipulated. As you go through the ascension process, as you're raising your frequency, it's important for you to understand that anything that is not like the frequency that you're holding must be released, all right? So if you're talking about fears, they're coming to the surface so that you can process them and release them. If you're talking about economic and political structures that no longer suit the vibration of mass consciousness, those systems will begin to fall apart. And that's what you're beginning to see. So it's a bit of a mixed bag to some extent. Yes, this is being manipulated, but it was inevitable, all right? And whether you are vibrating at the third dimensional level, which is a very physical reality in which you are finding, you know, your finances are going down and your mindset is creating a lot of debt for yourself, or whether you are viewing this from the fourth dimensional mindset, which is we're breaking down the system so that we can build up something brand new and quite wonderful, those two perspectives are going to create different versions of reality for you. As we've talked about before, there are multiple versions of the planet that are coexisting one on top of another. And what's separating them is nothing but frequency ranges. And these versions of the planet are beginning to pull apart in the timelines in that they are existing in. In other words, the third dimensional timeline is branching off from that of the fourth dimension and what you are experiencing. Your version of reality is different based on where you're vibrating. So we see this as a necessary event in order for you to build a more suitable structure for yourselves. Where it's creating a lot of fear for you is that you cannot imagine any other sort of reality because you have been so conditioned to think of yourselves as working to make money to buy things. All right, so what if you took money out of the equation altogether? That seems like an impossible notion for you, and it creates a lot of panic in your survival issues. Get activated, and it becomes very difficult at that point to even fathom the notion of anything else. You can't even fantasize about it because your panic and worry about how you're going to survive, how you're going to eat, how you're going to have a roof over your head, all of that gets stirred up. So what we would recommend for you at this time is to fantasize about a reality, all right? You can think about your favorite science fiction episode, your movies or your television, and think about what that futuristic society's life must be like, all right? If they don't have money, how do they exchange goods or exchange energy? You know, how do they spend their day? Do they work all day? Do they work for 5 or 6 hours of the day and then do other things? How is that structured? So really fantasize about this futuristic world, all right? But when you do so, it's important to see other characters, that you're not projected in that world. And the reason we tell you to do this is because it allows you to expand your consciousness without activating your own personal survival issues, because nothing is at stake. You're not in this picture. But you can expand your mind so that you can get comfortable with some of these new ideas so that you can think outside the box. Right now you're all trapped in this box and can't imagine what reality would be like otherwise. So this will help you to begin to explore some of these other possibilities, some of these ideas and notions. And Over the coming weeks and months, you're going to see the decline coming, even greater fashion. All right, you have not reached the bottom. You know, you're also going through a band of photonic energy, and you know, we told you this was going to be a big one. You'll have about 50 years of growth in an 8-month time frame. So this one peaks in February, and it coincides with a lot of the upheaval in your societal structure. And we would welcome you to start thinking of this as a very positive change. Many of you have been asking for change, and now you're getting it. All right, but with this change comes a lot of uncertainty, because you don't know yet. You don't even have an idea yet of what you can replace it with. So this is why we recommend the fantasy. It is important for you to focus on seeing this as a transition, that this is not a horrible event, because what you focus on, you attract. And remember, it's, you know, thoughts create form, but it's your emotional states that vibrate it into being. So, you know, you can tell yourself in your mind, which is the third dimensional filter, that that, you know, everything's fine. But if on the emotional level, through the heart filter, all that's going on is I'm in a state of panic, I'm stressed out, I don't know how much longer I'm going to have my job, what do I do if I lose my job, that's going to create a lot more stress, fear, and worry, and debt. All right, so try and stay a bit on the positive side. We know it can be challenging when you find yourself slipping away, all right, when you find yourself activated in those fears. You know, find an image of an animal or a place that immediately puts that smile on your face, and that can help alter your energetic field so that you can pull yourself out of that low vibratory rate. Right, it may take a dozen times for you in these really intense days to get out of that state, but that's all right. All right, this is a process. You've asked for change. In order to create change, you break things down to their foundation, and now you're building a new foundation. Right, so these are very exciting times. So very excited to see how things play out. We don't know how it's going to work. You know, that's why everyone's watching. You're the ones who are writing it right here, right now. You are writing the books for the rest of us on how it's done. So we're fascinated at how you are responding. Some of you are still unconscious, and they don't realize what's really transpiring. There are others of you who are aware, but you're not getting completely activated. You are still focusing on what's in front of you. You know, in the moment, in the now. It does no good for you to worry about the future. The future is determined by this moment. So why not focus on this moment? That's all you can ever control or alter, is how you are feeling, how you are vibrating right here, right now. So focus here and now. Envision the kind of futuristic society you would like to build. How good would that feel? Focus on that. All right? Especially times, you know, when the news reports are quite dire, turn the television off, turn the radio off, and do some fantasy, some fantasizing, all right? Let your mind go. How would it all feel in your heart to have a society in which, you know, you all loved the jobs that you were doing? You did it because you loved it. You didn't work to make money. And that's the other thing that we want to mention here briefly, is that a lot of you are struggling right now, having a difficult time figuring out what it is you want to do with your lives. And the reason you're having such a hard time is because you cannot see into this new structure just yet. So you can't figure out your place in this new structure that doesn't have a name. So a lot of you are having a very challenging time even beginning to imagine what it is, or how you would like to function. And all that's going to start coming together. So don't worry about it, that you don't know exactly what you want to do with your life. Because those who've got it all together, who think they know what they want to do, if you look around, a lot of that is generally within the old paradigm. All right. To give you an example, you've got people who are studying law because they want to be a lawyer. Well, guess what? Law's not going to exist in the same way. You're going to start governing yourselves. You're not going to need government. So they're going to be reassessing what they want to do with their lives as that structure begins to change. All right. How you govern, how your economic structure is created. So it's a brand new ball game. It's exciting. We're very happy for you all. And it's an opportunity for growth. So perceive it as such. Not all doom and gloom and ruin. All right? It is the reconstruction of the new world that you wish to create. And we're very excited to see what you come up with. So we'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.